Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Let's get right back into it. Keith McPherson on the Fan, streaming live on the free Odyssey app, obviously on 101.9 FM, 660 AM, WFAN.com. Yeah, all the good stuff. So, you know, in the chat, you know, we're talking, I'm also live streaming on my Twitter and YouTube as I do. And someone's like, hey, I'm, you know, I got you on. I'm at a family barbecue. I'm flattered. I'm like, man, enjoy that family barbecue. Now is the time. You know, now people are firing up the grills and whatnot. And, you know, over the weekend, I was walking through Jersey City and I'm smelling the grilled food and I started thinking, I'm like, man, I'm to the age where I should know how to fire up the grill. I should know how to, like, I have some experience, but not enough. I'm a dad now, my son is two. I'm like, I want to be, you know, dad on the grill. Well, first I'd have to move out of my apartment and get to an actual house where I can have a backyard and have a grill consistently set up. But you know that smell, that charcoal smell, that grilled smell, once that gets up under your nose, you want a burger, you want a hot dog, you want some grilled chicken or steak or whatever, the shish kebabs, whatever coming off the grill. I'm like, man, I wish I had access to that. Now, in my apartment complex, they have grills, but I'm like, I'm not going all the way down there. And again, it came back to, I'm like, I'm not well-versed with the propane. I mean, I know how to connect it or do whatever. I think it's connected for me, but I remember my mom used to have a propane grill. I used to have to go to Home Depot, get the propane and deal with that. And then the charcoal is a whole other thing, lighting the charcoal. But there's some people who are grill masters with that type of stuff. I envy you. I envy you for your skills. One day, I will have a house. One day, I will be grilling in the backyard. I'll be the grill master. But I'm not there yet. I'm not there yet. Always striving to be better. So let's get back to the show. Striving to be a better host and, you know, always trying to work on, you know, doing the show. We started talking about the Knicks and the Knicks bench and the starting lineup and Tibbs making adjustments and fans, you know, not giving them credit and still just not believing in this team. And then what do? They bounce back. They win a game. And now you're thinking about, okay, maybe we have a series. Maybe Knicks in six or seven is possible. Let's see what they do. With the Mets, they had a little bit of a rough stretch, which, like, I don't know if you could even call it a rough stretch. It's just baseball being baseball, right? They had a 10-game stretch of not really being able to hit. They had a 10-game stretch or so of just, like, okay, they came out of that Pirates series. They got shut out the last game of that Pirates series. They lose the series to the Yankees. They lose the series to the Red Sox. And in that time, they weren't able to score more than, like, four runs. I think you had to go back to the Cubs game on the 11th where they had six runs scored. That's just baseball, man. That's just the lineup, man. It's just going to happen. Like, you know, you're not going to be able to produce. But I know that this lineup has been a pain point because of expectations, because of, you know, where they were thought to be, especially going up against the Dodgers. You know, it was Alvarez who said, I think we have the best lineup in baseball. And so many people comparing the top of the Dodgers order, you know, to the Mets. And now with some injuries and now with some young guys playing, you're hoping it all comes together. And obviously Juan Soto hasn't performed the way that he has in years past or last year. Pete cooled off, but I think I see Pete getting back to doing what he's doing. You need Lindor to, you know, really turn it on as well. But ultimately, the Mets, they win the series that they really needed to win. Okay, you lose to the Red Sox. You lose to the Yankees. Those are American League teams. Obviously, there were bragging rights on the line against the Yankees, but whatever. You know, the goalposts were easily moved, and people were able to, you know, kind of just walk away from that series, like, whatever, it is what it is. You know, beating the Dodgers in your building, going back to the last time the Dodgers were in the building, I think that's more important. And more importantly, not just the lineup, it's the pitching. It's the rotation, the starting rotation in the bullpen being solid. And, you know, you look at a guy like David Stearns and Jeremy Hefner, like, whatever these guys are doing, it is great for the team, great for the Mets. How long can they keep it up? They keep doing it. So it's not a fluke. And let's see, coming up against these lesser teams or these teams with you know, under 500 records, you expect that to continue. You expect the Mets to continue to shine. Let's go down to Atlanta and talk to Greg on the Fan. What's up, Greg? You got it.
Hey, Keith. Always love your show, man. I tune in whenever I can. I think you're the best. But I haven't spoken in a little while, but what I wanted to give you kudos for is regarding the Yankees. I'm a Mets fan, but I'm also a fan of baseball. And I applaud the Yankees for how they pivoted and the guys they acquired. Personally, for me, I always wanted the Mets to go after Cody Bellinger, especially when after he got hurt, he was hurt and with the Dodgers, because you can tell, if you're a fan of baseball, you can tell when he gave that high five with Kike Hernandez in that World Series, he had hurt his shoulder. And that's the only reason why he's not the Cody Bellinger that everybody, you know, used to see, you know, former MVP. Now, regarding the Mets, I think that I want to get your take on it as well. I think it's a hitting approach problem. And the reason why I say that is I've never been fond of the hitting coach. I think he stinks. He needs to go. He's bum juice. And I also think that there's been scenarios where they have guys, the bases loaded, and the guy seems to press their first pitch swinging. When I've watched the Yankees and some of these other teams that really get it done when runners on scoring position, when the pitcher's on the ropes, you're not going to let him off the hook by pitching, hitting, swinging on the first pitch. That doesn't make any sense. I want to get your take on it. And the lastly thing I wanted to say was that I think that the X factor for the Mets is going to be Ronnie Mauricio when he comes up. But what I'll do is, that's my take on it, and I'm going to check back with you.
Where are they playing Ronnie Mauricio? I see what he's doing down there. I've seen him hitting home runs. What position is he going to play?
Well, I think he can squeeze in either first, second. You can maybe sometimes on DH. I know our roster is kind of full. But I'm just saying that I think down the road he will be the X factor. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
And I'll probably check back with you later in the season.
I'm not gonna say you're wrong. You could be right. And that kid is electric, and maybe this is the year he comes up and he makes an impact. Right now, Luis Angel Acuña is kind of taking a back seat. I was looking at him at the early part of this season as a young guy that's made an impact. But here comes Brett Beatty, and I don't think they're gonna give up on Mark Vientos based on what we saw in the postseason last year. Like, these are good problems to have. They're going to get to a point where it's Taylor coming back, Winker coming back. Like, they're going to have a few different options.
Yeah, I just said it's the first pitch swings what drives me nuts with McNeil, sometimes occasionally Lindor. When the guy's on base, you got to make that pitcher work. Don't get him off the road. There's too much first. It just drives me nuts. That's all I have to say. I don't see the Yankees doing that first, you know. When the Yankees got guys on the ropes, they're sitting there patiently.
No, they do it too. I'll tell you when they did it. Thanks for the call, Greg. Appreciate the compliments, you listening and calling into the show. I mean, Volpe did it just last week. It was David Peterson versus Anthony Volpe in the Subway Series. And Peterson walked the guy in front of him, and then the first pitch swinging, I think it was a curveball down, Volpe swung at it and ground. I'm like, I was losing it, but not knocking Volpe. Volpe has bounced back. You mentioned Cody Bellinger. You know, in that 13-1 game for the Yankees, Bellinger had three hits and a ribby. Volpe had three hits and two ribbies, and the Yankees got fat in that game. I mean, LeMahieu had three hits. Austin Wells had two hits. Jason Dominguez had two hits. Goldschmidt had two. How good has Paul Goldschmidt been for the New York Yankees? Don't forget to mention Goldie. But we're talking about the Mets. Ronnie Mauricio, maybe. I just don't think that they're in a rush with him. I'm not sure what position he's going to play, but I see him. I think the Syracuse Mets highlights that pop up on the timeline of him mashing, and he just projects to be, you know, a star type of player. But when you talk about, you know, swinging at the first pitch or the, you know, the hitter's approach, I guess it's easy to blame Jeremy Barnes and Eric Chavez. Eric Chavez, who, you know, I think if I remember correctly, the Yankees had to grant the Mets permission to interview him because I think the Yankees wanted to hire him as their hitting coach. Now, the Yankees just 2 years ago fired their hitting coach in the middle of the season, brought in another coach, he left, and now they have another hitting coach. The hitting coach can't go to the plate. The hitting coach can't be in these guys' hands or in these guys' heads. It pains me just as anyone else as a fan feels pain when, you know, guys get walked and then the guy comes up and doesn't have an at-bat, swings at the first pitch or swings at balls that, you know, that aren't strikes, and it's like, come on, have an at-bat. But, you know, I don't know how much we can put on the Mets hitting coaches. I know we can give a lot of credit to their pitching coach and their pitching lab. They have good hitters. It's going to change, and I think the change is going to come in these next couple days when you're seeing them, you know, basically face nobodies. These guys are going to be no match for this lineup. They're going to face guys coming out of the bullpen you've never heard of. They're going to face some bums. So, like I said, again, they got to get fat off of that. We'll go Mets, Knicks. I think we got a good run of Knicks calls here, but the Mets game has officially started. Top of the first, it is 0-0, and Clay Holmes is just five pitches in against the first batter. 888-808-1019. Let's go to Jerry in Jersey on the Fan next. What's up, Jerry?
Hey, Keith. What's up? Love your show.
Thanks for calling. What's up with you?
Good. I find it so funny how two guys like Dallin Wright and Landry Shamet, who literally get garbage minutes in the regular season, like down 20 in the fourth quarter with 2 minutes to go. That's when they're getting playing time. And here we are in the conference finals, and they're getting, with a five-point game, they're getting playing time.
Nothing to lose. Here you go, guys. Have at it. Give us your best.
Yeah, but Tibbs, make up your mind. Like, where are you?
That's back against the wall, desperation. Break glass in case of emergency. Release Dallin Wright and Landry Shamet and see how it goes.
Right. And I was speaking to my friend also, and he's telling me how Cat and Brunson just don't play well together on the floor. How they should, when they're playing separately, they're each on their own. I disagree with him, but he wants me to ask how, when they're on their own, they're playing much better.
Yeah, because they're both scorers, they're both ball dominant, and they're both weak defenders. So having them both on the floor defensively is a liability, but then also having them both on the floor, and this is their first year playing together, and I know their chemistry has developed over the course of this playoffs or whatever, but like having them both on the floor, we've seen Cat defer to Brunson. We've seen Brunson not look for Cat when you should be looking for Cat. It's just something that you know, I think they obviously have worked through it and their chemistry is built, but yeah, it's something maybe now the strategy is to not have them all on the floor at the same time and see if that works. And then that's on the coach to figure out and decipher, but you want to see them both on the floor. They're both all-star starters.
Right. And I just want to make one Yankee point. This is on you. I know you're a massive Yankee fan. Whenever I'm listening, you're always talking about the Mets. You're always saying the Mets are doing amazing. Why don't you cash in more on the Yankees, how well they're playing? The Yankees are playing better than the Mets.
I got to throw people off. I got to zig when they think I'm going to zag. If people think I'm just a Yankee homer and a Yankee shill, I'm listening to 880 Mets radio all the time. I'm paying attention to the Mets. It's part of the job. Now, I could do the rest of the show on the New York Yankees, but I think that's predictable. I think that's what people expect me to do.
All right. Okay, thanks for the call.
Thank you for the call, Jerry. Yeah, if you guys want to turn this into the Yankee podcast, we could do that. That's what the haters write online. Oh, this isn't your Yankee podcast. No kidding. I'm not a Knicks fan. I'm not a Mets fan. I'm a host on the Fan. I'm talking about what the fans want to talk about, right? I think that the Yankee fan right now is just like, sheesh, if we would have lost to the Rockies to end our series winning streak, if we would have just lost to the Rockies in general, I saw the reaction. when the Yankees lost Friday. Everybody brought up, oh, well, they lost the first game to the White Sox, too. I'm like, yeah, they got smoked in that first game. It took Juan Soto to save the Yankees the next game of that series. But for the Yankees to beat the Padres, a good team, the Athletics, a good team, the Mariners, a good team, the Mets, a good team, the Rangers, good enough team, and sweep them, you cannot have a letdown where you go out west to Colorado and lose to the Rockies. And they were this close. They were this close. So I think the Yankee fan right now is like, yeah, we're content with this team. I think, you know, last week I said Brian Cashman is on a heater right now. When you look at Paul Goldschmidt, Cody Bellinger, Max Fried, Devin Williams, right, the veterans, the NL All-Star team he assembled after losing a guy who has starred in the National League in Juan Soto, and then the young guys that have been called upon to fill in the gaps from a Ben Rice to a Will Warren to Oswald Peraza, even Yorbit Vivas now, even, you know, J.C. Ascara. I can't say enough about J.C. Ascara, who I didn't know anything about. And even in spring training, I'm like, this is going to be the backup catcher? He came up huge in the series. And even the series before, with Rodon's start against the Rangers, Rodon credited the game that he was calling. I was told that this guy's a bat-first catcher. He has a bat, and he can call a good game. And he can be there for a Luke Weaver or whoever's coming out of the bullpen. So, like, you know, that's why I say Cashman is on a heater right now. Who in baseball was looking at J.C. Ascara? No one. He was out. He was a substitute teacher driving Uber. He wasn't going to play. He's helped the Yankees. And then the young guys from the Yankees, I didn't even mention Austin Wells and Anthony Volpe. And I know a lot of you guys are so ready to jump all over those two, the chicken parm partners, but they've been solid as well. Jason Dominguez, like Trent Grisham. Let me not leave out Trent Grisham because he's kind of fallen off a bit. As a whole, this Yankees team, they play well. They've been pitching better. We got Ryan Yarbrough on the mound tonight. And his last performance, I was more than pleased with. So I just think right now the Yankees aren't the lead. You know what I'm saying? Like the Yankees, we'll get to that conversation. Maybe even depending on what time Emmanuel gets here. If Emmanuel wants to step in and join me, I didn't book any guests. I've been off for, you know, a few days. I could fill up the air myself. But yeah, you know, Jerry, as you're a massive Yankee fan. Why don't you talk about the Yankees? I just think it's predictable. I think that's what people expect me to do. So I zig when they expect me to zag, and I talk about the Knicks. That's another thing. I heard, you know, Evan was on last week talking about, oh, Keith's not even a Nets fan. Or I didn't hear it, but it was tweeted at me and told to me. I'm like, nobody cares about the Nets. Even when the Nets were winning, nobody cared to talk about the Nets. I learned from that experience. I remember talking to Spike, and Spike giving me the, nah, you know, nobody cares about Kyrie. Like, you know, you had a little bit of a show, and you led with the Nets. It's just not moving the needle. The Knicks are moving the needle nationally, and especially here in New York City. And the Mets, and the Met fan, I think, is back on the horse a little bit after back-to-back wins beating the Dodgers, nationally televised games, when you did go through a stretch of not being able to score, losing back-to-back series, starting to worry, and now all of a sudden Juan Soto shuffling. Now all of a sudden Pete Alonso homer. So, I don't know. I play the hits. I'm no dummy. I understand. I come in, and yeah, if I want to, you know, talk about the Yankees, it's when the Yankees are number one in the power rankings. They've got a nice lead in their division, but they just barely beat the Rockies. I think the story is around the Knicks and around the Mets and the Yankees in that order.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Good energy, good vibes, good calls so far. We're talking sports on The Fan in New York. What else? Keith McPherson, your nighttime host, doing a little Memorial Day Monday show. I don't mind. I don't mind. Honestly, this weekend, I was getting a lot of daddy duty in, a lot of dad time, trying to relieve my wife. And unfortunately, my wife got sick. Shout out to Nicole if she's listening. She champed it out, though, because she didn't want to. My son, obviously, had two. He doesn't know the difference when anyone's sick or not. I got so mad at him. She was like, and I get over it, but like she was sleeping in the morning. And so back-to-back mornings, we stay down the shore, and I wake up, and he wakes up, you know, coughing at like 5:45 in the morning. Water, 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 needs water. So I'm up, and, you know, she's trying to rest, but she's not feeling well. So I'm like, what do you need? I go to the store. I get her DayQuil. I bring her back a sandwich, all that. And, like, the next day, same thing. And my son, he just crawls on the bed, jumps on her, smacks her in the face, and then starts like bouncing on her head. I'm like, Jack, I'm like, she's not feeling well. Stop. But you know, I champed it out and would just take him out of the room completely and let her sleep. And then she was able to rally because like I was taking him out of the room from like 6:30 in the morning. We went to Frank's Diner. We went to the Asbury Diner. We sat and had breakfast, you know, Saturday morning and Sunday morning. And my wife was able to sleep. And, you know, I just got a lot of one-on-one time with my son, and I realized that my wife, this is what my wife does in the morning. When I'm on air till 2 a.m. and I creep in the house at 3 a.m. to go to sleep, and they get the morning started around 6:37, you know, she closes the door, and she's either eating with him or getting him out the door, and they have a lot of time together. And I said to my wife, I'm like, now I see all the one-on-one time that you guys get, why you guys have a different relationship and dynamic. I'm like, you guys have every morning together. It was nice for me to get that, you know, that one-on-one time as well, on top of keeping up with the scores and watching the games and not actively posting on Instagram and Twitter, but reading the sentiments and trying to get a feel for how the fans were viewing the Yankees and the Mets and the Knicks. So let's get back to the fans on the phone. 888-808-1019. I lost the signal to the TV in here, but I did see, I think, Brandon Nimmo had a knock, maybe an extra base hit. Let me get that box score up while we go back to the conversation around the Knicks and the Mets. Keith McPherson on the fan. Mark is in Jackson Heights. First up, Mark, you got it.
Mr. McPherson, how are
you? Hey. I'm good. How are you?
I am so proud of you. I've been a fan of yours for a while. I've never called you. You are just amazing, and I have a Memorial Day present for you.
Okay, thanks. New York, New York. Great job. Great stuff.
Hey, do you know another famous saxophone player named McPherson?
No, I don't know any.
Well, you are young and plugged in. One of the great players we have is Charles McPherson, and he's a friend of mine, and he used to play with Mingus. There's so many things swirling through my mind, but every time I hear your opening, I hear the instruments and stuff in this age of AI and all this stuff. I said, man, I never went to college. I just have always just played my horn. I was with Sinatra and Liza Minnelli and all these people. I could make real tracks for you in 5 seconds, anytime.
Hey, I might have to take you up on it, get a saxophone sample, make some original. I still need like an original Keith McPherson beat, a Keith McPherson tune. I kind of ripped that Frank Sinatra beat and had a friend of mine, you know, add like a hip-hop feel to it. And I'm looking up Charles McPherson right now, 85 years old, and I have an uncle, Charles. We call him Chuck. I have to check in with Uncle Charles down in Florida, see if he's familiar with Charles McPherson on the saxophone.
Mr. Charles McPherson is in San Diego, and he's one of the great alto players. You know, Keith, anything that you want to do, you can drop me a PDF of any of the notes, and I'll lay it down for you. I've got flutes, clarinets, bass clarinets, trumpets, all kinds of stuff. And like I say, I never went to college. I just retired from Juilliard. So I'm sitting around listening to the fan, cooking for my wife, and you have one of the greatest jobs in the world, which is raising your son. I'm so proud of you, and just keep on keeping on.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. And my email is out there on all my social media handles and accounts and bios, so I'm not hard to get to. Send me a line or a message on email, and we'll connect. Thank you for the call and for the start spreading the news. The Yankees didn't lose to the Rockies, because if they did, it'd be like, see, just when you start to trust this team. We got to trust all these teams. We have to believe in all these teams. What do we have to lose? Right? They're shining. Like, we've had multiple nights in these last couple weeks where the Knicks win, the Yankees win, the Mets win at the same time. Like, they're shining right now. Belief is needed right now. I didn't believe that the Mets or Yankees could potentially be World Series teams based off of the offseason coming into this season. I'm on record saying I don't think either one are winning the World Series. Prove me wrong. I'd love to be wrong. And the Knicks, I didn't think that this Knicks team was going to gel and come together and make the Eastern Conference Finals. Now they've won a game. The first time they've won a Eastern Conference Finals game in 25 years. First win they've got over there at the Gainsbridge Fieldhouse. Like, belief is needed. Why can't they come back and force their way to the finals? So we'll see. 888-808-1019. Ray is in Brooklyn on the fan. What's up, Ray?
Yo, Keith, I'm chilling, man. Nice little wrinkle to hear you this afternoon on a Monday. I hope you had a great weekend.
I did. Ready to rock. And I know I won't be on until, I think, you know, the next two shows that I have, they're like little bridge shows because the Yankees are out west. So I'll be on not even 2 hours, like basically like 7 to 8:55 the next two nights. And the Knicks will play, you know, I don't know, it won't be as much time. So I'll take all this time today for sure.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Make up for lost time. And anytime, you know, as Yankee fans, we get to hear you, we're absolutely happy by that. So looking forward to that also. As far as, like, the Yankees are concerned, real quick, because I feel about the Knicks. But look, you know, I've been pointing to that plus run differential for a few weeks now. They only increased that their lead in that department across the league. That's why I never lost confidence in them. Because most experts will point to that one stat, you know, and say that's the mark of a really good team. Remember, the only way to win games is by outscoring your opposition. So that is a pretty big number, and one of the reasons why I never lost confidence in the squad. Well, as far as the Knicks, Keith, it's crazy. Look, I hate to – hey, right now I'm positive. I'm thinking we win in this in 6 or 7. I always thought that. You know, and I'm not one to, you know, to cry about the refs, but I want to be consistent because I'm not – I do it after wins also. Like, I'll criticize the refs. Keith, I don't know. Look, I know I'm a Knicks fan, but tell me if I'm wrong. I know Romney agrees with me, and he's one of the brave souls that, you know, had the guts to put it out there. Why does it feel and look and seem like every single huge, momentous call, critical calls at any critical juncture of the game goes against the Knicks? How do we overturn some of these calls when you need clear and conclusive evidence to do so? That's the criteria, and none of them meet that criteria. In fact, most of these overturned calls at critical junctures of the game seem like the evidence points towards the Knicks, yet it always goes against us. And I know it doesn't make sense because it would be better for the league to have the Knicks in the finals. However, somebody should tell the damn referees that that's the case, Keith. So let me know what you think about that. Then I got something else real quick.
Yeah, I talked about Scott Foster, the extender. I talked about, you know, how you got to overcome the human element that is the referees, the human error that they bring to the game. Sometimes they call fouls. Sometimes they miss fouls. Sometimes they have egregious calls and egregious no calls. But as a fan, you're always going to watch and look. And I think definitely in this series, there's been some moments that, like, you know, Tibbs isn't necessarily challenging. They're challenging. And when they challenge, it goes against the Knicks. It just, it is what it is. But they were able to overcome it in the last game. And you're going to have to overcome it. Don't let it come down to a challenge. Don't let it come down to a call. You know, impose your will so that, you know, the refs can't affect the game and you just kind of take the game.
No, and you're right about that. It's just like, on, you know, on one or two occasions, some of those calls have been momentum changers in their, you know, within itself. But, you know, by and large, you're right about that. And I guess the last thing I got is I don't understand, and I got full confidence in the team, my coach, my captain, everybody else, right? But I don't understand the harsh and over-the-top criticism of guys like, you know, Tom Thibodeau and Jalen Brunson. I can't understand it to a certain extent about Cat. But let me say this about Cat. Did anybody watch the Denver series where Joker, who is supposedly the greatest player on the planet, and I happen to think he is the best player on the planet, was being mauled by Caruso and their smaller defenders? So I'm going to alleviate some of that from Cat because people are killing him for not taking advantage of the small mismatches, you know, if you will, because in the playoffs, they are letting these small defenders get away with murder. And, you know, it's hard to make that adjustment, you know, from the regular season to the playoffs. Even Joker couldn't do it. He had some of the worst games of his life. So when we're being hard on Cat, let's put some context and perspective on it. And then with Brunson and Tibbs, I mean, you do a good enough job of that, so I'm just going to leave it there. And like I said, Keith, I'm glad you had a great weekend, bro. Looking forward to listening to you again, man. Thank you for the time, man.
Thanks for the call, Ray. Yeah, you're just going to be hard on your own guys. And that was how I started this whole show. Damned if they do, damned if they don't. They do make the adjustment. It's like, well, they had to. You know, you're ready to quit on Carl Anthony Towns, and he turns it on in the fourth quarter, and it's glad to have him. Deleting the tweet, not even thinking about the Dante DiVincenzo, Julius Randle trade. Good to have Carl Anthony Towns. The Knicks don't get to this point without Carl Anthony Towns, right? I think earlier I told you, like, I turned my Knicks hater energy down. There's no country for Knicks haters right now, besides the ones built into their fan base. I turned my Knicks hater energy down. Shout out to my boy Alex Day, who did the video with me at Fanatics Fest last year, where he's like, yo, give me a take. And I'm wearing a Drazen Petrovic jersey. And my take was that the Knicks, with their Villanova 4, with their Villanova Wildcat reunion, I'm like, these guys won't make it to the Eastern Conference Finals this upcoming season. And he resurfaced that clip, and he posted it, and people were like, oh, this clip was wrong. Keith owes us an apology. I was like, wait. At that point, I didn't know they were trading for Karl Anthony Towns. That was me factoring in they wouldn't have Ihart, and Mitch was hurt, and they were going to be relying on Jericho Sims. I'm like, Karl Anthony Towns is a huge factor. He changes everything. Karl Anthony Towns has single-handedly won the Knicks. Not single-handedly, but like Karl-Anthony Towns has been the main reason that the Knicks have won games in three games in this playoffs.
Go back to game three against Detroit where he hits a couple of step-back threes, the baseline jumper. Yeah, he's been huge for them. He took over the game yesterday. He changed the game in the fourth quarter. Everyone wants to talk about the bench guys, which was great. Yes, Shamet was awesome. DeLon Wright was awesome. Deuce was awesome. Shamet and Wright had a total of 5 points between the two of them. It's not like they were the ones scoring.
They weren't trying to shoot over Cat
exactly.
shooting the ball.
They brought defensive energy that kept it close in the third quarter when you needed to keep it close. But you're still down 10, 15 points in the fourth quarter until Cat takes over.
I just think that it was a huge move bringing in Karl-Anthony Towns. He might not be as tough as you want him to be. He might disappear sometimes. He might frustrate you. But there are also times that he gives you a huge advantage and a huge edge because he's a 7-footer that can shoot like that, that can create his own shot, that can dunk like that, that can rebound like that. He is the change. He is the change with this team. So, yeah, you know, let's see what he does. And like I said, I hate to put it on him, but pressure's on him. You gotta ball. You got to be the guy the rest of the way. If the Knicks are going to beat the Pacers, he is the X factor. Let's go to Lakewood. Alex on the Fan on a Monday, Memorial Day weekend. What's up, kid?
What's up, Keith? So first of all, on the Knicks, why did they put in Landry Shamet and DeLon Wright? Last year, Precious Achiuwa played good for them in the playoffs, and this year they don't want to try him out?
It isn't that. It was a matchup thing, right? And it was who you were taking off the floor. Like, they're not going to put in Precious Achiuwa and Campaign, right? We've seen them in this playoffs. Like, Precious Achiuwa got in when it was like Cat and then Mitch got into foul trouble. It was because like they took Brunson off the floor and Bridges off the floor, and those guys had fresh legs and intensity, and like Shamet was a plus 12. Like, his minutes were crucial. He was fresh. He was hustling. Same thing with Wright. It wasn't like they needed Precious Achiuwa's size, and it wasn't like they needed Cameron Payne shooting and what he brings. Those guys brought defensive intensity that the Pacers head coach and players both noted in the postgame. They said they had their defenders on the floor. That's what tripped them up.
Yeah, and also I think the reason why the Knicks fell down 2-0 is because Carlisle realized that the biggest chance of winning the series is doing all their tricks in the beginning of the series and taking a 2-0 lead. I also, when the Bucks were playing in the Suns in the finals, I think that's what the Suns did, and then it ended up biting them.
Yeah, well, it's a long series, and I know now today, right, the Knicks have won a game. So a lot of us shift to, like, you know, it's a series. I mean, the Knicks could maybe not win another game. The Knicks could win the next three games. And we'll see. Each game is different. Momentum swings. I expect Rick Carlisle to respond off of what he's seen. I guarantee they're going to watch the film, and they're going to have a different plan of attack as well. It makes it fun. It makes it interesting. You don't know what you're going to get out of these games. You don't know how to bet. You don't know what to think. You know, once the Knicks go down 20 points, I'm ready to wrap this thing up. I'm like, they're going to get swept or gentlemen swept. Nope. They come back. They find a way.
I have a point about the Yankees and the Jets. So with the Yankees, I think Anthony Volpe, this should be his last chance, meaning every single time he has his stretches, but also for all those stretches, he has stretches double as long where he doesn't perform any bats 180 or whatever. Why is he getting so much opportunities?
He just turned 24 this season, and they don't look at Volpe as a net negative or as a hindrance to the team. Quickly, your Jets take, because we got a break.
Yeah, and with the Jets, they have three fifth-year options, and I don't think they're going to be able to pay all of them. Why shouldn't they trade one? Because they're not either way making the playoffs this year.
They could. It doesn't have to happen today. They could. They're going to assess all of that. It's a new regime, so they need to take their time kind of figuring out who is who and what is what. Thanks for the call, Alex.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Keith McPherson on the Fan, taking your calls at 888-808-1019. Hopefully you're enjoying the rest of your holiday time, Memorial Day weekend with family and friends, and maybe you're watching some of the Met game. I have that on. Maybe you're just listening to me. Maybe you're grilling. A lot of people are doing the grill thing, the barbecue thing. Let's get back to the conversations we were having. A lot of different conversations have popped up. I want to pull in Rami as we were talking to Alex from Lakewood about, you know, where's Precious Achiuwa off the bench? And, you know, it's funny because people were calling for Precious Achiuwa early in the Pistons series, in the Celtics series. And I mean, like, the Pistons series, I understood because there was a regular season game where Precious Achiuwa played well, but I don't see how he fits in. And then also we were talking about, you know, him over a Shamit or DeLon Wright. It's about playing matchups. Go on, Rami.
Yeah, and a part of that is if they're running the double big like we saw them do with Mitch and Kat, then it makes sense when Mitchell Robinson is on the bench, you can bring in Achiuwa to start the second quarter with Kat when Kat comes back after he first subs out. That makes sense. Where you run into problems is Achiuwa can't shoot, so you really can't have him on the floor at the same time as a Josh Hart. You can't have him on the floor at the same time as a Mitchell Robinson because then you have multiple guys who can't shoot. And the other factor, which is weird, and by the way, I would like to see him on the floor with Kat because clearly the double big lineup is working. So if you have Towns in the game but Robinson or Hart out of the game, that's a perfect spot to find some minutes for Precious Achiuwa with a second, third quarter. That's fine. But there's this weird dynamic where Rick Carlisle is kind of trying to bait Tom Thibodeau into playing him.
He keeps speaking on Precious Achiuwa.
In the press conferences, it's the strangest thing. And maybe there's a little bit with Tibbs, like, hey, I don't want to give in to you. Maybe there's this mental game. I'm not sure. Like you said in the break, Carlisle's always got an angle. I don't know what his angle is here, but it's interesting to me. I do think he could get some run in this series. But like you said, not for Shamit or one of the other, or Delon Wright. He's not going to play point guard for you.
Right. Yeah. Simple as that. And like I said, there was a point in that game where, you know, Cat was doing his thing, and it was Josh Hart, Deuce McBride, Delon Wright, and Landry Shamit on the floor with him. So like, you can't have guys that are not going to shoot and guys that can't shoot on the floor, because then it kind of X's some things out for the defense and for the opposing team. It's all strategy. It's all chess. It's all, you know, a few different things going on. Another thing that Alex brought up was Volpe. And it just goes back to what I always say about the whipping boy. There has to always be a whipping boy, right? Somebody always has to be the Yankee that Yankee fans are upset with, or isn't performing well enough, isn't good enough. The team is winning. The team's in first place. The team's number one in power rankings. Volpe had a game this weekend that I had just mentioned where he had three hits, drove in runs. But still, you know, you're going to get a call. Ah, this needs to be Volpe's last year. Newsflash, it's not going to be. He's not making a ton of money. He is homegrown. That's another thing with the Yankees, right? How many homegrown players you're seeing. Start with Judge. Don't forget that Judge is homegrown, right? How many homegrown players you're seeing on that field that are playing for the Yankees when all you ever hear is that they don't develop players and they don't have a good scouting department? I just think that we just, as Yankee fans, are spoiled, and everybody's got to be an all-star. Everybody's got to be great. You know, speaking of homegrown players, let's talk to John in Huntington before we get to the next break. What's up, John? Thanks for holding.
Hey, what's up, Pete? I don't know if you remember, a couple of weeks ago, I called and I was going off on Will Warren and how bad he's been, and just give me somebody else to watch lose. I didn't care who it was at that point. And since that night, maybe he was listening to me or something, and he's been pretty damn good since then. I got to give him credit.
Yeah, he went back to the lab. We talk a lot about the Mets pitching lab, but Matt Blake and Harkey, and even the fact that Gerrit Cole is around, like, that's an added, you know, bonus for the pitching lab type of stuff, because, like, that's a pitching coach that is around. And then veterans like a Max Fried and Rodon, I guarantee he is benefiting from them. I was listening to Susan's pregame show, I think yesterday or maybe 2 days ago, where she had Will Warren. Will Warren talked about being young, but he also talked about his adjustments and what he's doing now. His turnaround, to me, came out of nowhere because of his lack of experience, and like you said, how bad he was, and he couldn't get deep in the games. Now he's got his strikeout pitches. No, he's been great.
No, he really turned the corner, it seems like, the way it's been like four starts now. It just so happened the Mets won that night, the Yankees lost. It was like, you know, it was like the worst of everything, and I was so frustrated with him. And it just he seemed like he's and Devin Williams is looking like he's starting to get it together now again, which is, you know, which would be just absolutely huge. And it was one other point I wanted to make to you. You know what? I forgot. I can't.
Devin Williams, Will Warren, is it a position player? Is it somebody in the outfield, infield, Volpe, Peraza, Yorbit Vivas, DJ LeMay?
Yeah, no, I love the, you know, everybody wants to get on Volpe. You know, I guess because of the way they you know, the prospect level they have. But why can't he just be what he is, which is a pretty damn good shortstop? And, you know, he hits for a lot of extra base hits, steals some bases. We don't have to have the greatest player at every position in the league. You know,
he's a gold glover. He brings good defense. People want him lower in the lineup. I can't argue with that. He's got to be more consistent, and he knows that. And I think he puts in the work. He wants to be good. But like you said, we can't have, you know, pluses all the way around. It's not an all-star team. Thanks for the call, John. We're up against it. I got to go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new Spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.